You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, it was the Trump and Navarro show in the wee hours in Asia this morning, which saw shares seesawing in a wild ride following confusing statements from the White House over that U.S.-China trade deal. President Donald Trump later clarifying the pact is fully intact. And Trump's tweet certainly bolstered market sentiment. And it was one-way traffic from there, green all the way across my screen into the open in the U.S. And the Nasdaq scaling new highs, up now 1.2%. Let's head offshore with Rob Pietropaolo of Unum Capital. Rob, well, it's just more party. I mean, let's not put the champagne on ice. Let's uncork another bottle and carry on. What coronavirus?
There's so many bottles. So, Michael, if you wanted to know what a Donald Trump tweet is worth, S&P 500 jumping 2.5% just off the back of that tweet. So I think that works out to about 0.35% of the S&P index per word. But yeah, Donald Trump calming markets down. I mean, that index is only worth around $28 trillion, so we can work that out in money terms. But yeah, U.S. futures reversing all those losses, forgetting all about it, risk on, risk on. And the Nasdaq hitting all-time highs. And yeah, the rally spreading across through Europe, the UK, and of course, thankfully, emerging markets today.
Absolutely. I mean, long may it last. I think if anyone who fell asleep around about the end of February, early March, and woke up again, they would have slept through probably one of the wildest rides of their lives in terms of the scale and the pace of that crash mid-March. And then equally, the scale and the pace of the climb back up. The question, I guess, is how much longer can this last for?
Well, I have a thought on this. You know, bears would point out the gauge of U.S. stock prices relative to their 10-year average earnings as being at levels synonymous with the dot-com bubble. And bulls will argue, well, PEs are off their 20-year peak. So yeah, the truth really is that this is really an everything is expensive rally, but it doesn't mean it has to end.
Well, let's have a look now at what traders should be on the lookout for tomorrow. What's on your radar screen?
Well, look, tomorrow, I think the big one is the IMF. They're expected to release their new growth projections for 2020. So we'll definitely see emerging market stocks and currencies react to that. So if we thought we had a good day today across the emerging market spectrum, tomorrow might just slap us back down to earth. But importantly, from a Eurozone perspective, we'll also be getting the Germany IFO business climate print, which is a survey that measures expectations for the next 6 months across a range from manufacturers, builders, wholesalers, retailers, etc. So if that comes out positive, as we saw positive PMIs coming out yesterday, which helped drive a little bit of a rally across the globe, you know, I think we might see some euro strength and continuing dollar weakness. But I do think that tomorrow is a very tough day for emerging market stocks. And then from a local point of view, we have that emergency budget meeting.
Let's not say anything about that, shall we? We've got more than enough time to talk budgets over the next day and a half and probably into Thursday as well, as we'll be reviewing that. There's a lot of renewed optimism around for oil, which I think just tells you everything you need to know about what people are thinking about the global economic recovery.
Yeah, look, I mean, oil last night was probably one of the biggest beneficiaries of that Trump trade tweet. But, you know, it's also supported by data that show that the Eurozone downturn continues to ease. So we also saw, today we saw a big call from Nordic Bank who say that they expect the oil price to go way higher based on the strength of the physical market at the moment, but also the recovering global demand for oil. And then, of course, we also have that synchronized effort to cut production across the OPEC group. So for now, it looks like oil really has found a level, and it looks like the 40s are here to stay.
And the good news that for Sasol shareholders, any news on our portfolio and any new trade ideas that are catching your eye at the moment, Rob?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our last trade was that the purchase of the Aberdeen Standard Platinum ETF, or the PPLT. Look, we're slightly out of the money, but ever so slightly, and we still do like the PGM space. And I think, you know, the listeners could still probably get in there and you'd be 2% better off than where we did. But we still believe in the PGMs, and I think it is definitely worth a take here. And as far as our new trade is concerned, we actually like Visa. You know, they are the largest payment processor in the world, and if any business was going to benefit from a pandemic-induced lockdown, it would be payment portals like credit card companies. And we've got results results for the end of June. They're out next month, in 30 days, I think, and having just issued their billionth token, I expect them to come in better than the streets expects. So, yeah, we like the stock here, under $200, and we'll keep them for that beat.
Not bad if you've got a virtual monopoly along with your other competitor, MasterCard, in this time. Rob Pietropalo, joint head of trading at Unum Capital.